Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And good morning and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen for our Sunday fellowship service. Amen and amen.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord. And we want to welcome you to our Sunday fellowship services here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners, visitors, amen, as we fellowship in spirit and truth across the globe, knowing that there's no time and distance in the spirit. So please enjoy yourself, amen. Bring your Bibles, amen, your notebooks, your pads, amen. Let us lift up Jesus, for this is a day that he has made, and we are rejoicing. And we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is great, 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 and his name is greatly to be praised. At this time, we want to have our opening prayer this morning. Amen. Coming to us, amen, from our deaconess Hattie. Amen. Glory be to God as she leads us to the throne of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Deacon.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. How are you? God bless you. God bless
God
everyone
bless you.
In the radio land. God bless. We come to you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we just thank God for this wonderful, beautiful day that he has given us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let me pull over. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, again, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your lying down last night, our early rising this morning. You watched over us with your angels, Lord God. We just thank and praise you for everything on today, Lord God. Father, touch me, God, and direct us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We just you, Father God, for asking you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown sins, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, you knew us, Father God, before you formed us in our mama's wombs, Lord God. You knew us, Lord God. Father, we just ask you, just come in our hearts right now, Father God. If you find anything in our hearts, Lord God, please take it out, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Lord Jesus. Father, we need you now more than ever, Father God. There's so much going on in the world today, so much chaos, Father God, destruction, Father God, but we know that you are with us. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. So there's no other help that we know, Father God. So we're calling upon you now, Lord God, to touch the hearts of your people, Lord God, touch the body of Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, give us a clean heart, clean hands, and a pure heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, if there be any anger, hatred, pride, envy, malice, lust, grudges, deceitfulness, filthiness, anything that stops us from being with you, stop us from having a connection with you, Father, we ask you to take all these things out of our hearts, Father God, because you said the heart is wicked and deceitful, Father God. So, Father, clean us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for your sunshine. We thank you for your food, your clothes, your water, your shelter. We thank you for everything that you have given to us, life, health, and strength. We thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our mother, father, sister, brother, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends. We just thank you for our neighbors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the strangers on the street, Father God, because you said be careful who we attain, because it might be an angel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hurt anyone, offend anyone, Father God, left the wounded, Father God, please forgive us, Lord God, have us to find in our hearts to ask for forgiveness. Father God, we ask you to rebuke sickness, rebuke sin, rebuke anything, Lord God, that's going to come up against you, that stop you from blessing us with good health, blessing us financially, blessing us with the abundant life that you have for us. Father, we ask you to bind Satan and his demons up right now. In the name of Jesus, any hidden spirits that try to control our minds, Father God, even bind up suicidal, Father God, among our young folks, among our young people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just heard another young person just committed suicide. Father God, bind that spirit up, Father, around our children, around our grandchildren, our neighbor children. Father God, just bind that demon spirit up and send it back to the pits of hell. Send it back to the abyss. All the murdering spirits, Lord, the hindering spirits. Oh, Father God, we know that this is the signs of the times, Father, but you still working miracles in your people's lives. So, Father, we just thank and praise you on this afternoon. Father, anyone that has a heavy burden on them right now, Father, we ask you to rebuke it and cancel it out. Father God, any kind of sickness, Father, we ask you to cancel it out. Father God, tie up and bind up all accidents, Lord God, all over the world, all over the globe. Father, look over our children all over the globe and every ethnic background, Father God. Father, bless our cities that we live in and send your anointing power, your blood. Draw a circle, Father God, a blood circle, Father God, and bulletproof our cities from the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray and we ask you all these things. Father, remember the pastors all over the world that teaching your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let it be a great revival, Lord God, among your people, Father God. Have your people to go outside, Father God, from among the walls and outside on the streets, Father God, to win souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know that we win, you win, and Satan lose, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember Pastor Bradford, Aprita Bradford, bless her family, bless every prayer partner, prayer warrior, Father God, and everybody that carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ near and far, all over the world, all over the globe. Father, send your spirit, send the Holy Spirit, Father God, to touch, lead, guide, and protect your children in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Blessings be among you all in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and the name of the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. We seal this prayer by the blood, the spirit, and the water of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now, Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things and we lay it at your feet. And we thank you, God, for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor. In Jesus'
amen,
name.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank
God for the power. Amen. Thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God for the worth of prayer. Thank God for the anointing of prayer. The truth in prayer. The victory in prayer. Amen. We can't do nothing till we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Deaconess Cooper. Amen and amen. Our scripture for this morning is going to be found in the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter number 26. And we just want to read a couple verses. Amen. Chronicles is in the Old Testament. Amen. Not Corinthians. Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 26, and it reads, starting at verse number 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem.
His mother's name also was Jecolia of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God. Hallelujah. Our scripture this morning, our subject this morning, amen, is prosperity through divine strategy, the blessings and the dangers of power. The blessings and the danger of power. Amen. Let us have another selection, after which we will come, amen, and hear what the Lord wants to say to us on today. Amen and amen.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Again, amen. We want to welcome all of our first timers. Amen. If you don't know who I am, if this is your first time with us, I just want you to know that I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And please visit our website in case you're not able to stay to the end of the service. Please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Last week, amen, we started teaching, amen, on prosperity through divine strategy and how it is indeed the will of God for his children to prosper. Glory be to God. But, amen, the other end of that spectrum, amen, and we share with you a scripture when God spoke to Moses and to the children of Israel, and he informed them. He said, I'm about to bless your socks off. I'm about to blow your mind. You're going to have more than you ever, ever had before. Glory be to God. He said this supernatural increase, supernatural blessings, houses you didn't buy, cars you didn't buy, clothes you didn't buy. I mean, just you're just going to, every time you turn around from the north, south, east, and west, all you're going to see is increase on increase, because I am the God who's given it to you because it is your season to have it. But then we shared with you the scripture, amen, where God's, he added one sentence in that verse, amen. He said, but beware that you do not forget me when you get there. Amen. Don't get new on me. Don't get new on me. Don't act like you forgot where you came from, because otherwise then your blessing will turn to a curse. So we showed you through the scriptures, amen, how prosperity, because the truth of the matter is, it is very, very, very difficult to increase in prosperity and not change. It is very, very difficult. This is why the Lord had to sort of tighten our belts a little bit so we can get a grip and rock steady and stay balanced. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to increase, see, and not change. And if we change, we want to change for the better. So we saw how prosperity can change us, amen, for the better or for the worse. Now today we want to see what the scripture has to say about power. Power, the blessings of power. It is God's desire, amen, for his children to have power. Matter of fact, he said he gives power to the faint. Glory be to God over in the book of Isaiah chapter number 40. Amen. Then he comes in the New Testament and Ephesians 3 and 20. Amen. He says, now to him who is exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think according to the power, amen, that worketh in you. Amen. He tells us that the kingdom of God is in power. So we see that power is God's idea of, glory be to God, power. Amen. So power is a blessing. Amen. But, amen, we have to stay balanced, beloved, because otherwise, amen, the flip side of that blessing is a curse. Amen. In our scripture, amen, today, coming out of the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26, we read about a young man by the name of Uzziah. Uzziah, amen. I love the Bible stories. Amen. Glory be. I could just stay in the Old Testament. Oh, I'm an Old Testament preacher, by the way. I love the Old Testament. Amen. But there was a young man. His name was Uzziah. And the Bible says that he was king at the age of 16 years old. Can you imagine? 16 years old, and he was, and not only was he installed as king at the age of 16, but he reigned for 52 long years.
See, it's not like, and today, amen, in the United States of America, our presidents have a four-year term, and then maybe they are re-elected for an additional 4 years, okay, 8 years maximum, okay. But back in those days, they could reign and reign for a long time, and he was king for 52 years. The Bible tells us that King Uzziah did the right thing. Can you imagine 52 years he did everything that was pleasing in the sight of the Father? I mean, he pleased God. That is quite a history. Amen. That's a long run. That's a long term. But he did run well. And not only did he serve well for 52 years, they said he did according to his father, Amaziah. So his father was a righteous man. See, it was in his blood. He had seen his father rule. Amen. His father was his coach, his mentor, and he showed him the way. So thank God for parents and godly parents, amen, who live what they preach. Amen. Because your children pick up on that. Amen. And Uzziah did so, and it served him well as he served the Lord well. Amen. For 52 years, he delighted himself in God. Matter of fact, in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 37, verse number 4, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. As long as you delight the Lord, God said, I have no problem giving you what's in your heart, because guess what? I'm the one who put it in your heart in the first place. Amen. And the Bible says he sought the Lord. He sought God's face. Oh, my God. God says when we seek him, we will find him. Glory be to God. He didn't guess. Amen. He didn't, you know, consult with other people first. Amen. But he sought God. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Oh, yeah, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. Excuse me. And I, excuse me. And I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So he sought the Lord. And beloved, what we find out, amen, in our Christian walk, that seeking the Lord is the secret to financial victory. It is the secret to domestic, financial, physical, and mental victory. Because, amen, it is God's will for us to prosper and be in health. Glory be to God. Just as our soul prospers. And he tells us that in 3 John 1 and 2. Amen. Matthew 6 and 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let me turn this fan off. So Uzziah sought the Lord. Amen. And we find out when you read the story of Uzziah that Uzziah was strengthened exceedingly. I mean, for 52 years, he got stronger and stronger every day. He was stronger in his health. He was stronger in his wealth. He was stronger in his rule. He was stronger in his reign. Not only did he become stronger every day, he became richer every day. Can you imagine the more money you spend, the more money you get? You pull $1,000 out your pot, you go back, and it's $3,000 in there. You say, where did this come from? He became richer and richer. He was increasing in machinery. He was increasing in military army. He was increasing in his influence. He was increasing in his power. He was becoming fruitful and multiplying like a green bay tree. Glory be to God. You couldn't stop this boy from spreading. And the reason for his astounding blessings was because God helped them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God helped them. God prospered Uzziah so greatly that the people marveled. They were scratching their head. You think Bill Gates got money? You think Jeff Bezos and Greenspan got money? Uzziah had it going on because it came from God. God gave him the prosperity. God gave him the power. God, why? Because he was living a life that was pleasing. He was reaping what he was sowing. And God was well pleased. Uzziah was flowing in the blessing. Oh, my God. I mean, just flowing. You ever go and see the waters, amen, the oceans, and it just flows from one end to the other? You can't stop the flow of the water. You better not jump in that water unless you're going to flow with it. See? Because you can't flow against it. See? And the water's just flowing. Uzziah was flowing in the blessing. But, beloved, when we keep reading, 52 years of doing the right thing, but the power went to his head. The Bible tells us Uzziah forgot where he came from. He got caught up in the blessing. He got caught up in the power. Pride set in. Spiritual arrogance set in. He got off focus. He got a little heady. Glory be to God. He started looking at himself instead of looking at God. He stopped giving God the praises the way God, he stopped seeking God first. And beloved, when we keep reading, it tells us that the blessing became a curse. Beloved, hallelujah. When Uzziah became strong, the Bible tells us that he entered into the zone of extreme danger. Wow, that devil is something, but he don't never stop setting us up. And if we bite the bait has been bitten. Let's see what Uzziah did in verse number 16. In verse number 16 in our same chapter, 2 Chronicles, chapter number 26, and it reads like this. And when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Oh, my God. Beloved. His heart was lifted up with pride, which was dangerous, because God tells us in Proverbs 6 and 16, these six things the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination to him. And at the top of God's list, God hates a proud look. You see, beloved, amen, in verse number 16, what Uzziah did, his transgression, was far more serious than what we realize. For him to attempt to burn incense upon the altar proclaims the fact that he, in essence, was saying that he did not need a savior. The priest who alone could offer incense stood as a type of Christ, as a mediator between God and man. Beloved, Christ is the source of all things as it pertains to the believer. And the cross is the means by which all of these things come to us. And if we attempt to obtain anything from the Lord by means other than the cross, we have, in effect, like Uzziah, claimed to be our own Savior. Beloved, don't crucify him afresh. The Bible tells us, beloved, as we continue reading in this chapter, that King Uzziah, after 52 years of service, see, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. It ain't how you start, believer. It ain't, it's how you finish. That's why the Bible says, amen, he who worketh out his own, he who endureth to the end shall be saved. After 52 years, because of Uzziah's pride, he was the one in charge now because the power went to his head because of his increase. The Bible says he was cut off from the house of the Lord. He became a leper, and he died a leper. Now, beloved, there is no mention in this scripture where Uzziah repented. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit, his eulogy is this. The Holy Spirit speaks of his eulogy. It says that Uzziah is a leper. When he died, the Spirit says he is a leper. It didn't say he was a leper. If it had said he was a leper, it would indicate that Uzziah repented. But it doesn't say that he was a leper. He said he is a leper, which means he died in that same arrogant situation. Uzziah trusted in his personal strength. Uzziah trusted in his power. He trusted in his checkbook. He trusted in what his name could do. He trusted in what his clout could do. He trusted in what his credit report could do. He trusted in what his name could do. Beloved, Zechariah 4:6 says, not by power. It says not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Beloved, God had to withdraw his protection from Uzziah to show us that you got to be careful that your blessing don't become a curse. Beloved, we saw, amen, last week, amen. Someone, amen, could have millions of dollars in the bank. Blessings on blessings. And one sickness, one prolonged stay in the hospital. Clean your bank account out. A blessing turned to a curse. Beloved, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 says this. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, saith the Lord. Beloved, don't turn your blessing into a curse. Don't allow the power of the blessing to get to your head. Glory be to God. We always have to remember who the blessing has come from. We always have to remember who is the source, who is the giver. Hallelujah. And the taker too, if he desire. Brother Job said, the good Lord giveth, and the good Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us that Saul, King Saul, was small in his own eyes until the power of authority set in. He was small in his own eyes, glory be to God, until pride came in and spiritual arrogance, glory be to God. And he had instructions from the Lord, amen, and he went and he did what he wanted to do. The word of the Lord was destroy, amen, destroy everything. Man, woman, baby, cattle, everything, glory be to God. For what? Pride set in. He said, I think I'll just do what I want to do, and I'll save the best for myself. Why? Because the people, I'm going to satisfy the people. Satisfying the people instead of satisfying God. Satisfying somebody to keep them happy instead of satisfying God to keep him happy. when he is the one that holds our destiny in his hands. Oh, yeah. Saul was the people's choice. That man, he went from nothing to something. He went from zero to hero. He went from the bottom to the top, small in his own eyes, until power got to his head. God blessed him, the blessing, but because the power went to his head, he turned the blessing to a curse, and God withdrew his hand, and he died, and his sons died too. You see, beloved, God doesn't send the curse, but this is what God does. God has us protected, amen, and his hand is like a shield around us. God's hand is a shield that protects us from evil, protects us from darkness, protects us from the onslaught. All God has to do is move his hand. He don't have to say a word. He don't have to do nothing. All once God moves his hand, that is, amen, the door and the entrance, amen, for the curse to come in. He didn't send the curse. All he did was move his hand. Beloved, our obedience, amen, hallelujah, determines the position of God's hand over our lives. Think about Samson. Samson was unbeatable in the Lord's strength. Samson would take out hundreds of men all by himself and didn't have a gun, didn't have a knife. That boy just had a rock. He was unbeatable. They couldn't figure out Samson's strength. Anybody came against Samson was going down. God gave him that supernatural power. But Samson was reduced to nothing. Samson was reduced to an ordinary man. He went from supernatural to natural. When God's power was withdrawn, all God did was withdraw his power. And God he used a conniving woman. A conniving woman to reduce Samson to nothing. Oh, my God, Satan, I use anybody, la-di-da-di, anybody. See? Because, amen, when that power goes to our head, we can't even see him coming because we just focused on the power. We're basing in our own glory. We're basing in our own delight. We're basing in our own blessing. We're basing on how far we've come and how much we got. Didn't even see him coming. Beloved, without the Spirit of God, we are nothing. God's power on you equals the blessing. The blessing comes from God. Don't turn it into a curse. Don't turn it to a curse. I want to close, amen, with this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Oh, glory be to God. Our riches come from him, from Jesus Christ. He became poor that we might be rich, rich in our spirits, rich in our souls, rich in our minds, rich in our finances, rich in our health, rich in our relationships. It is God's will for us to prosper and be in good health. God gets pleasure in the prosperity of his children. Glory, it is God's will for us to owe no man nothing but the debt of love. It is God's will for us to be the head and not the tail, to be the lender and not the borrower, to be above and not beneath, to be in the front and not in the back. In God's will, he does not have any problem. Matter of fact, he said if we are obedient to him and receive his word, we will bring forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Amen. The multiplying factor. God does not add in normal numbers as we know math, but no, God's multiplication is outstanding, exceeding, and abundant. God said, glory be to God. He ain't got no problem with it. He wants to increase our territory. He wants to, because we will be a witness for him. We can testify. Folks will believe when they see God's anointing on our life. God, hallelujah, wants us to increase in influence where we have power. Our name means something. When our name is mentioned, people listen. We have respect. Amen. We have integrity. We are outstanding in our community, outstanding in the business world, in the corporate world, in the community world, in our family, outstanding because of the power that he has given us. Power to push back the enemy, amen, trying to invade our territory, power to decree a thing and let it be established, power, glory be to God, hallelujah, when demons see you come and they run, power, glory be to God, the back up poverty, back up sickness, back it up. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up a standard against him. Oh, yeah, this is the lifestyle, amen, that God gives to his children and to everyone, amen, hallelujah, that will obey him, hallelujah, that will seek him, hallelujah, that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, this is God's will, beloved. Hallelujah. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He will not change. He cannot change. He is not a man, and he is not a liar. If God said it, it's already true. Glory be to God. But, beloved, hallelujah, as we receive the blessings of the Lord, hallelujah, where Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, became poor that we might be rich, hallelujah, we have to remain humble, we have to remain humble, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, you can't wait, you got to start now. Money only makes you more of what you already are. Power already makes you more, only makes you more of what you already are. You can't wait to get humble. You got to get humble now. You can't wait to submit. You got to submit now. You can't wait to be obedient. You got to be obedient now. Glory be to God. And you got to rock steady. You got to rock steady. Be steadfast and movable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And as much as you know that you're labor, it's not in vain. Glory be to God. The same thing you did to get it, you got to do to keep it. You can't get new on God. You can't turn your back on God. You can't slow down on God. You can't get lazy on God. You can't move God from first place to second place. You can't do it. You can't do it. Hallelujah. Because if you do, beloved, hallelujah, we're in jeopardy of our blessing turning into a curse. We saw it in the children of the Israelites last week. Now today we see it in the life of Uzziah, in the life of Saul, and the life of Samson. Let it not be your life. Let it not be your life. Amen. Prosperity through divine strategy. Let God download his strategy for your life for increase. Oh, glory be to God. Because he is a blessing God. Hallelujah. It's only one thing that he requires, that you love him first with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. In Jesus' name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we thank you for the increase that we see in our lives. And even that is multiplying. Father God, we don't even see where the increase is coming from. We thought it was on empty, and we turn around and it's full. Oh, Father God, because of your anointing and your blessing, Father, help us to remain humble. Help us to remain in the attitude of gratitude. Help us not to get new on your Father. Oh, Lord, and we say thank you for helping us, Father, not to turn our blessing into a curse. And we say thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. You don't add sorrow to it, but we can. And we thank you that you're helping us not to. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. Amen. You're on the wrong side of the fence. You're on the wrong side of the fence. Amen. Before you can, amen, partake, let me tell you something. It's a difference between success and good success. See, according to the world, amen, some people are successful, amen, but that's not necessarily good success. God told Joshua, he said, amen, meditate on my word day and night, amen, and then ye shall have good success. See, success is when you can have the money, you can have the name, you can have houses, you can have all this other bling bling good stuff here, all right? That could be success to you. But then you get stage 4 cancer and can't enjoy none of it. Then down there's a divorce. See? Now you're empty. Now you're living alone. All this, see? So you got it, but it can all be taken away from you in a moment. Or you have it and there's no joy in it. There's no pleasure in it. See, that's success. See, but when you add God to success, you have good success. See, good success, amen, is when God blesses you with it and he blesses you to live to enjoy it. Gives you health to enjoy it. Gives you laughter to enjoy it. Oh, my God. Where no weapon formed against you prospers. Where you live and you shall not die. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good success. Amen. And if you don't know Jesus, it's time to cross on over today. Before we close, we want to lead you right on over. Come on, come on. Right now where you are. And you might say, well, I'm going to wait till I get into a real church. Baby, this is the real church. I just want to inform you, just in case, amen, you don't know, amen, that the church is not the bricks and the mortar, amen. But once you give your life to Christ, you are the body of Christ. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. There is no time and distance in the spirit. Guess what? That means that there's no distance between you and God, amen, when you fill in the gaps, and there's no distance that can separate you from your blessings coming to you. You don't have to be in the brick and the mortar to receive a blessing. You can receive the blessing right now. Come on. Amen. Just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for the times that I have disobeyed you, quenched your spirit, grieved your spirit. This day, right now, I acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I invite Jesus to come and live within my heart, rule within my heart, lead me, guide me, direct me. And Lord, with you helping me, I will obey. Thank you. But that my name is erased out of the book of death, and my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you for saving me. I am saved, and I bless you for doing it. Thank you for your grace and mercy that went with me to get me to this point of surrender. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There it is. When you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, that's your first step. You are saved. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We want to hear from you. Amen. So we can pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Send you out some materials to help you grow in your salvation. Now, that's not the end. That's not the end. That's the beginning. When a woman has gave birth to a baby, she don't give birth to the baby and leave the baby on the doorstep.
No, that baby has to grow up now. See, and if you just gave your life to Christ, now you got to grow up. So it's not the end, it's the beginning. Amen. And we would love to pastor you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We're here every day, 7 days a week, feeding you. Amen. The same way a mother feeds a baby. Amen. Until you can feed yourself, until you can mature, and then we'll all sit at the table together. Amen. And rejoice in the Lord. And amen and amen. All right, all right. We pray that you have enjoyed the service on today. Amen. We want to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we pass the basket now, amen. Giving is a part of worship. Amen. And so the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And we ask that you would, amen, consider being a partner with this ministry, sowing into the good soil, amen, of the word of God. And you shall reap, just like Isaiah reap, you gonna reap 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. There's several ways that you can sow into our ministry. You can go straight to our website at www.lifewordjesus.org, amen, and you can hit the donate button there. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. We also have Cash App, and our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And we bless be the name of the Lord for you, and for you. We will be back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we meet Monday through Saturdays for our early morning service. Amen. As we serve breakfast. Amen. The breakfast of champions. Amen. Glory be to God. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week at 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 9 p.m. And we this Friday night will be our 10 p.m. corporate praise party. Bring your own praise. Amen. In the world, you bring your own bottle. Here, you bring your own praise. Amen. And then Wednesday night for our Bible study at 8 p.m. Please come back and join us. Amen. And bring somebody with you. And you can please visit our website to find out more information and details about our ministry at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. All right. And so this is the service. Everybody have a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. Thank God for the blessing. Thank God for the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a blesser. Oh, my God, my God. And you don't have to make no excuses when God starts blessing you. Don't even try to explain it. You don't have to make no apologies for your blessing, no excuses for your blessing. Just enjoy the blessing. Amen. Because all blessings come from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Just be careful and just be prayerful not to turn your blessing into a curse. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel every spirit, Father God. Hallelujah, working against us. Father God, may your blessings rain on us and our children's children, Father God, our neighbors. Father God, our co-workers, Father God, we pray. Father God, we even bless our enemies, even right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for our minister Hattie, Father God, serving today. Glory be to God. Everybody under the sound of my voice, near and far. Father, thank you for the financial support into the ministry of Father God. Hallelujah. Bless the money that it might be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down on the stronghold of sin, Father God, and bless the giver, Father God, that they will have more than enough and never run out of seed and never run out of harvest. And we say thank you and we bless you even right now.
And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, unto the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen, again. Bless the Lord. All right, hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Again, this is Dr. Alfreda Bradford. My pleasure to serve. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Same time, place, and station. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain on us.
Rain on us.
Somebody needs him to breathe.
Rain on
us. Oh, shower down.
Shower down.
Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord.
Blessings on blessings. Amen. I love you.
Amen. I really, really love you. Amen.
Pastor Bradford. Amen, Sonia. And I appreciate you too. Thank you for loving me.